Hello, Burlington, and welcome to Net Zero Energy. I'm Jennifer Green, Director of Sustainability for the City of Burlington, where our goal is to reduce and eventually eliminate fossil fuel usage. Today, we're so pleased to have Sandy Tebow with us. Sandy is the Executive Director of CATMA, the Chittenden Area Transportation Management Association. Sandy, it's great to have you.
Thank you for having me.
So CATMA has played a fundamental role in single occupancy vehicle reduction in and around Burlington and helping employers and employees for a very long time. Tell us about CATMA.
CATMA, as you mentioned, is the Chittenden Area Transportation Management Association, and we were founded in 1992 by the three Hill institutions, Champlain College, the University of Vermont, and UVM Medical Center, to jointly plan transportation and parking on the Hill to reduce environmental impacts, to better coordinate land use, and provide a comprehensive suite of commute programs and resources for employees and students on the Hill. With our success, we expanded to a regional transportation management association in 2015, which meant that we opened up membership to businesses and developers in Chittenden County. That's a little bit about who CATMA is and how we've grown over the past 30 plus years.
Wow. So starting in 1992, really with this eye on sort of parking and managing a complex parking system for these big institutions that have a lot of employees. It sounds like it's more than that now.
Yes, we have a suite of TDM, transportation demand management programs. Just to highlight a few of the programs, we now have a CATMA app. So members of CATMA, employees, students, or residents can download the app on their phone, and they can also access it online. And they basically record their trips that they travel sustainably, biking, walking, taking the bus, or even telework. The other feature on the CATMA app is it has a trip planning tool, and there's a commute calculator. So it makes it really easy for people to track their trips and then also receive rewards for local and national brands. In regards to our programs, we offer a guaranteed ride home program, which the state offers as well. This is a program that isn't really heavily utilized, but it can really be a game changer for people thinking about using another commute mode aside from their vehicle. So if someone takes the bus and they have to work late and they miss the last bus, they can simply take an Uber or a Lyft or a taxi, and we and the state will reimburse them for that ride. So again, it's not heavily utilized, but what we've heard in talking with employees, when we tell them about the program, they're like, oh, okay, so if my child is sick, I can get to them using an Uber or Lyft if I biked or took the bus to work or carpooled. So I think that's a really important, like, insurance benefit, we call that program. We have on-site events, we have member newsletters, we can coordinate workshops with some of the service providers like Locomotion, Old Spokes Home. Having all this information there and accessible and understandable for members is really important. And the last element of our TDM package is the data analysis and reporting. So the CATMA app has obviously enabled us to collect a lot more data, and that's in line with Go Vermont. And then we also conduct an annual transportation survey at our membership. This helps us to understand the travel behavior trends, you know, what are the desires of people, you know, what would encourage them to use the bus or bike more.
So it sounds like you've got a mix of nonprofit, public service entities, and also developers who are looking to develop. Tell us from a policy perspective what this means for Burlington. If you're developing a property, what the advantages of reaching out to CATMA early means for them and means for the city?
Yes. So the city of Burlington implemented a new policy probably a year and a half ago, eliminating the minimum parking requirements, thus requiring implementation of transportation demand management strategies. And there are, I think, four or five different strategies that the city offers as solutions for a developer. And one of them would be joining a TMA, such as CATMA. And then there's also Green Mountain Transit passes and car share and bike share. So I think it really has been fantastic for the city to implement that policy, which is pretty common these days in other cities throughout the country. Parking is expensive, probably $20,000 to build and maintain a parking space. So if we can turn that focus onto investing in transportation demand management, bike infrastructure, subsidizing transit for your employees or residents, it's what is needed to address this climate crisis that we're in as well.
So Sandy, before we started recording, we were talking about the intersectionality of transit and housing and how not only important is it to offer alternatives for folks, but the challenges associated with limited housing stock and where people are living. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We hear it more from some of our membership that they are interested in using these modes, but the housing that they can afford is further out, you know, 10, 15, 20, 40 miles out where they can afford housing. And so transit or maybe carpooling because of scheduling and childcare or elder care issues is not an option. So we're definitely seeing that in Burlington, Vermont, and other areas of the country. We're all experiencing, I think, a similar housing crisis.
Sandy, I know you've got a transportation summit coming up soon, and I know that Mayor Emma Mulvaney-Stenick will be kicking us off. So we talk about sort of policy and commitment to TDM and transportation management. Do you want to tell us about the summit?
Yes. We are holding our third annual transportation summit on Tuesday, October 15th, 2024 at the UVM Davis Center. And we are really excited to have the opening keynote delivered by Burlington Mayor Emma to share her priorities on transportation, her views, engage in the conversation throughout the day with attendees at the summit. Following the opening keynote, we will have a panel of some peers throughout the country, including the North Carolina Department of Transportation, who is going to share some of their recent initiatives and how including rail and microtransit and how that was funded. The afternoon at the summit will have a variety of breakout sessions that will be organized in four tracks. So there's about a dozen sessions that people can choose to attend. Closing out the day, we'll have a panel of Vermont legislators to share their priorities for the upcoming session, and they'll also be present throughout the day to engage in conversation. And we have a number of exhibitors, and CAPMA members receive a 25% discount, and our transportation coordinator networks receive a 10% discount on those summit tickets.
Can you leave us with a vision for the future, or can you talk about a member who's really embraced TDM and can provide sort of hope and inspiration for the rest of us in terms of reducing single occupancy vehicle use?
I think I would highlight the institutions. I mean, having been long founding members of CAPMA, and they have worked really hard to encourage their employees and students to use other modes of transportation, obviously to better use land up on the hill, and also to discourage students from bringing their cars to Burlington. And they really work hard on their parking policies and sustainability plan that UVM just recently implemented. And they really have invested in transportation demand management, from subsidizing 100% of employees, faculty, staff, and students' transit fares that are in place now. And even when fares were free, the institutions contributed to GMT an annual contribution to demonstrate their support and how much value they place on transit.
So my feeling, and I'm thinking about if we had had this conversation, say, 7-10 years ago, it would be quite different. I think at the time people were really concerned about parking, the elimination of parking. It was very stressful for people. Parking is something that we're all sort of willing to talk about now and wrestle with. And we don't see parking as sort of the end all and be all from a development perspective.
There is a change in the air. I mean, pre-COVID, parking was hard to find. And now post-COVID, I mean, there's empty parking lots, right? And so developers are building on those developments and ideally in a place where there is transit and biking infrastructure in place or other modes of transportation. So I think you're spot on that.
Sandy, it's been such a pleasure to have you. We really appreciate your work. And again, if people are interested in learning more about CATMA, if they're interested in their employer, or if they are an employer and they want to know more about CATMA.
Yes, please check out CATMAVT.org. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you again for listening to Net Zero Energy. If you have any questions about this podcast or what BED offers regarding incentives, rebates, or technological support, look for us at burlingtonelectric.com or call us at 802-865-7300. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're always here to help and look forward to engaging with you on our mutual path to net zero energy.